Before we go any further, we need to think back to the last module and make sure we understand some of the Lightning terminology. Keep in mind that some of these terms were defined by the companies that own the ground-based networks, and each network has its own nuances as how it defines and identifies these different components of Lightning. We'll talk about these definitions using schematics for both intracloud and cloud-to-ground Lightning. In general, a Lightning pulse is just all the individual discharges along the main Lightning channel. A stroke is a Lightning discharge that travels from the cloud to the ground. And finally, a Lightning flash is the Lightning in its entirety, whether it makes it to the ground as a cloud-to-ground flash or stays within the cloud as an intracloud flash. Keep in mind that for every CG flash, there can be multiple CG strokes and IC pulses. On average, 1.7 strokes occur per CG flash. That being said, IC flashes often contain multiple IC pulses. We will be using these terms a lot, so make sure that you've got them down before moving on. One last thing to mention is that there is a variation in how different ground-based networks can accurately detect and precisely locate Lightning. Let's look at an example for a cloud flash. One network might identify the yellow dot as being the cloud flash location, whereas other networks may locate the flash as shown by the blue and green dots. All right, let's go ahead and move on to take a look at what Lightning data sources are available for you to use.